This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Make today extra special, on What's on Your Mind, for me anyway. I'm saying goodbye for the week after today, so last show of the week, and then I'll be out Thursday and Friday, back on Monday on What's on Your Mind, so we'll make it very special today. Going to a little conference, a little talk radio conference in New York City. Yeah, so Sean Hannity will be there. I'll say hi to him for you, Todd. Since you two were bosom buddies when he was in Bismarck, you know. Stuff we can't talk about on the air, but having a grand old time. I'll say howdy for you. Busy program today. We have Congressman Kevin Cramer, of course, in the Talk Radio Town Hall next hour. So remember, any questions or comments you have for Congressman Cramer, get those in. Preferably early in the hour, even now, you can call our 24/7 line, leave a message with a question, 855-200-1776, right now. We're also going to talk at the bottom of the hour to a member of the city council in Midland, Texas, who was recently in Williston, North Dakota. A conversation, forgetting when this was it Friday? I think it was Friday. With Kelsey Warren from Energy Transfer Partners, talking specifically about North Dakota, the Bakken, having an advantage over the Permian in the price of oil because of some transportation issues they're having in the Permian right now. So isn't that something? Biggest oil play in the country is the Permian. We're number two, I guess, and they're coming to us. Hey, we got to learn. So that'd be kind of fun to talk with them a little bit about what they heard and saw. We're also going to chat with some of the folks from Hawk Museum on the program today. Two things on my mind, and I'm happy to talk about anything else in the meantime. The first half hour here, we can just chat about whatever. One, evidently, the coach of the Philadelphia Eagles is speaking shortly related to the whole fiasco of the Philadelphia Eagles and the invite to the White House. The media coverage of this yesterday was absolutely horrible. Here's what we know to be a fact. 81 people from the Philadelphia Eagles RSVP'd they were coming to the White House. Days before the event, they say, well, wait a minute, we're having some conflicts here. Hey, could we do this on June 12th? Well, wait a minute, June 12th when the president's in Singapore. Almost like, you know, they pick a date they know won't work. And so, you know, lots of shenanigans. So they basically said, no, we got to, you know, let's stay on plan here. And then the RSVP, you know, changed the RSVP to five people and, you know, a mascot or something. Folks, what that was about, and, you know, even again, I go back to some of what we talked about yesterday. May 22nd, Carson Wentz is quoted in one of the Philadelphia newspapers saying, hey, this is not a political event. I don't see it as political. I'm going. We're going. And then we learn from the White House a day before yesterday that he and others were going to protest at the Black History Museum at the same time. So somewhere in the middle, somebody as part of the Eagles organization decided to use this opportunity to embarrass the president. Now, the media yesterday spending most of the time saying, why would he disinvite them? My gosh. Well, clearly we're trying to use this as a protest platform. Who in their right mind would say, yeah, let's continue with this, when the story's changed as much as it has? Then they say, did Trump know that nobody from the Eagles took an E during the national anthem? What did that have to do with anything? I mean, other than, obviously, that's why the Philadelphia Eagles wanting to protest the president, and others as well, because they don't like the idea that he stood up for standing up during the national anthem. It didn't mean the Eagles themselves. The reporting was just terrible. Terrible. what's his name? Shepard Smith. I can't even listen to him anymore. It's like he spends his whole 2 hours on the air trying to counter everything else, and he's just smug and smarty pants and, you know, had no facts on this case whatsoever. None. And we were given basic facts in the briefing yesterday. It's not complicated on what happened. A very small amount of people were going to come, and they wanted to use this, which, by the way, was disrespectful to their fans that were coming as well. Here's what I think everybody's missing. The fact that there are NFL players, they're now NBA players, that believe, for instance, in the situation with African-American youth being treated unfairly by law enforcement. All right? I'm not going to argue the stats or the facts or anything like that. I'm going to say, look, it's America. If you believe that, you know what? You're an NFL player. You have the platform. Use it. Go for it. Use it. It's all yours. Get to it. But the idea that you have to tie that into the flag and the national anthem is ridiculous. And against the rules of the NFL. So for somebody on the other side to say, stand for the flag, they're not saying you can't have First Amendment rights, you can't stand for whatever you believe in. Nobody's saying that. It's saying do that outside of standing for the flag. That's all. Is this that complicated? I don't know what the deal is. So we'll see. If we can, we'll pick this up from Doug Peterson, see what he says, and try to make some sense of this. The other quick thing here, and then I'll go to the phones. Bismarck school system. Saw a story last night. Chris Berg from Point of View did this. And two very well-spoken young men that were graduates of Bismarck High School. They were also National Guard in training, I guess, with the National Guard. And one of the things they wanted to do is they wanted to wear their stole, the thing that goes around your, you know, in the front of your graduation gown and over your neck, that honored their guard service. And they said other students were allowed to wear various stoles representing their culture, their heritage, you know, things that were important to them, whatever. And they wanted to do this. The rule was no. Evidently, the Bismarck School Board has a rule, says, sorry, you can't do that. And so the superintendent was quoted in the story as saying, we really only want kids doing anything at that pertains to how they graduated from Bismarck High School. Nothing in the way of outside. Change the rule, Bismarck High School. Change the rule. You look to be anti-military. Bad idea. Next commission meeting, I'll be first on the agenda. That looked terrible. Awful. I get a rule's a rule. Sometimes a rule's dumb. Sometimes a rule needs an exception. And if a member of the National Guard can't be recognized as such, as part of the proper way you display, you know, what's important to you in a graduation ceremony, then it's hoo-ha. Don't believe it makes any sense whatsoever. 800-228-0550. Let's go to Gary in Sturgis, South Dakota. Gary, what's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind this morning is that the conservative Republicans down here in South Dakota chose the wrong gubernatorial candidate to represent them. Marty Jackley was, even though he was an attorney general currently, he's a lot better candidate than Congresswoman Kristi Noem. She reminds me of your U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp.
I know enough about Kristi Noem to know that she is about.
Maybe you disagree with me on that, but.
She's. What I'm going to say is she couldn't be more different than. I mean, Kristi Noem is a conservative rancher. Heidi Heitkamp's a liberal lawyer. I mean, there's no comparison.
You're right, but I'm a liberal Democrat down here in South Dakota, and I'm a personal friend and neighbor. Marty Jackley here in Sturgis.
That's nice that you could be neighborly with your Republican neighbors. The vote last night, it looks like, was 56% for Kristi Noem. So it was a primary last night in South Dakota for folks who were not following this. And And Kristi Noem came out the winner as the Republican candidate for a governor in that race. Gene in Valley City, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott.
Hello there.
Scott, which Bismarck High School was that you were just talking about?
Bismarck High.
Okay, BHS. That's not Century, right?
Correct.
Well, I still can't believe this stuff that I'm hearing. The Eagles, you know, I'm all done. I've never been with the NBA. I don't watch that at all. And NFL, you're next if you don't get this stuff straightened out.
And by the way, the NBA already is, they haven't even crowned a champion yet, and everybody's saying, well, I'm not going. I'm thinking, good. You know, save the taxpayers the cost of coffee and cookies. Because, you know, I'm tired of these spoiled brats, for crying out loud. And the media just loves this and doesn't cover it appropriately at all. I don't know if you have more to say, Gene. If you do, stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I think the Bismarck School District should allow National Guard participants to wear a stole that's appropriate, but recognizing their National Guard service as part of graduation.
Can I throw in a little bit of irony here?
You can't after I tell everybody the phone number here. 258-0550, 258-0550 is the local telephone number. Toll free at 800-228-0550. You go ahead.
I could see the ACLU stepping in at some point. Remember, they stepped in during Rush Limbaugh's quote-unquote doctor shopping thing.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that made for some interesting discussion in their hallways. Wait a minute. So we're defending, but, you know, on that point, yeah. Freedom of speech, First Amendment, et cetera.
But it's two military members. I think it's the only thing you're
forgetting
about.
The other thing. It's like, this of all things.
ACLU would be like, no.
Well, again, they defended Rush. It's not like that's in their wheelhouse normally.
Even a blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while. They definitely surprise us every now and then. Texter says, I've long ago given up on Hollywood, the NBA, Major League Baseball, music artists, and the like. I don't support any of them with my money. The NFL is next. Texter says, Scott, I was in the Twin Cities Monday. Saw something impressive. I couldn't believe it. There was a small crew patching potholes. A funeral procession with motorcycles, flying flags leading the procession came by. The workers stopped their equipment, stood up, took their hard hats off, and stopped working until they passed by. A class act.
Wow.
That is nice to hear. James and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Eric, or James. Hey, St. Mary's High School will not allow the National Guard to wear anything either at graduation. Just want to throw that out there.
And do you know why? Same rule? Or?
They had a rule. They won't let anybody. They said you can't wear a National Guard. That was the rule when they had graduation this spring.
So it isn't just the Bismarck school board. Now you're saying it's, in this case, a separate school board at St. Mary's.
St. Mary's High School.
Yeah. Well, the same rule. I would change it in my mind, but interesting that they're not alone. Thanks for pointing that out.
You have a good show. Thank you. Bye.
I appreciate it. Some people are saying that no Eagles players knelt last year. That may be true, but they still raised their black power fists in the air, which is not only disrespectful towards our country, it's racist towards white people. I don't understand why anybody is equating, the cancellation of the event that the Philadelphia Eagles caused with the fact that they didn't kneel. Like, some people yesterday, doesn't he know? None of them kneeled, they stood. Okay, he didn't cancel it in a protest of them. He canceled it because they were protesting him. And one of the reasons they're protesting him is they don't like the fact that he says stand for the flag. Because they think they should be able to do whatever they want. So that's their way to stand with the others. It's just so convoluted. It's just so convoluted on how this is all covered. I really don't get it. Texter says, thank goodness I'm a hockey fan. At least they still show respect for the flag, even if it isn't theirs. That's true. Texter says, how much do you want to bet the school superintendent of Bismarck is a military-hating liberal? The Democrats strike again. That man owes those kids an apology, but won't have the guts to do it. Well, a couple things wrong with that text. One,
it's a woman.
It's a female, a superintendent. Two, I don't think we can say, I have no knowledge of that. And what she said was, this is the school board's decision, so it isn't on any one person. Superintendent enforces the rules the school board passes. Plus, another caller is saying that St. Mary's does the same thing. So I think we remove a little bit of that. But it still could be a dumb rule. Right? Still going to be a dumb rule. Do I have time to play this? What really impressed me in this was the eloquence and the way, sometimes when people are denied something they want to do, you kind of say, sort of grandstand or kind of make it, more out of this than they need to or whatever. I was really impressed with these young men. And how they explained the reason for this and why they thought it was important and why they wanted a change. Todd found a Facebook post here, too, And this is from John Lee, Bismarck School Board Post. I found out about this the Thursday before the Sunday graduation. I did voice my concern with the superintendent. She informed me of the BPS policy. At that point, there was simply not enough time for the board to meet, discuss, and act on the policy. I have no problem going on record supporting these kids wearing a military stole to graduation, as long as it's been verified as a legitimate recognition from the issuing branch. I'm confident this discussion will be had by the next school board after the election, June 12th. I'll preside over the next ceremony. I hope to have that on the discussion and would appreciate your vote. Good for you. Good for you. Well said. Well done.
I have the school board candidates in, candidates coming on Monday afternoon. I got a feeling that may very well come up in discussion.
Yeah, exactly right. Good question for them. Here's some of this news report that came from KFIRE TV that Chris Berg played on West Dakota Fox on his show about this from the young man. Listen to this here.
This is the stole that both teens wanted to wear.
I feel like there should be some changes in there, just like everything else, but for right now it is a bit flawed.
There were other certain individuals that got to wear items that expressed, you know, their respect for different cultures and heritages in their lives and things that they respect, but I was not given the same privilege.
They were told they couldn't, and the district is standing by its decision not to let Isler or Thompson wear their sashes.
They're dedicated to very good causes, the military being one, volunteer work for a humanitarian organization being another, donating so many gallons of blood by the time they're a senior another. And so the restriction has been that this ceremony is about what it took to achieve graduating from high school.
Superintendent Tamara Usselman adds there are multiple events during the year when the district honors military members. Thompson says he wanted that recognition at graduation.
We're proud that we get to put on the uniform. We're proud that we get to go out and, you know, defend the United States and work in a military manner. And for us to not even be able to represent what that means to us by just simply wearing our stole for a 20-minute ceremony at graduation feels very, very unjust.
That's Brady Thompson. The other fellow was Chris Eisler. I thought they did a very nice job. They really did. Hey, this weekend brings a wonderful event to a great part of North Dakota. Hope you can take it in. The 29th Annual Antique Farm Show at the Hawk Museum is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Plowing through the ages this year's show, craft show, flea market, parades, 4 o'clock Friday and Saturday, 2 o'clock Sunday, all faith church service on Sunday, great food, only $10 in admission, plowing, sawmill, threshing, kids' activities, ice cream parlor, old-time music, blacksmithing school. I mean, they really are. They're doing it up. They're gonna have a lot going on. Big tractor contest, which is a lot of fun. They're still looking for a couple extra tractors if you want to give them a call and be part of that. 583-2381. HawkMuseum.org for more information. It's 23 miles south of Rolla, 4 miles east, 3 miles north of Wolford, North Dakota. This weekend, take it in.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Weeks after the big eruptions by Hawaii's Kilauea volcano, officials in Guatemala are dealing with a crisis there. Still searching for missing persons after a major eruption on Sunday. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Hundreds are still missing from the deadly eruption that sent hot gas and smoke over 6 miles into the sky above the Central American volcano. I was able to speak to Geraldina Mata, who works for Operation Blessing in in Guatemala City.
All these homes are under the ashes of the volcano. So it's very sad. A lot of these families have lost everything.
Many of the rescue workers fled just ahead of the fast-moving lava flows that reached 1,300 degrees Fahrenheit.
Angry at steel and aluminum tariffs, Mexico is now targeting billions of dollars worth of American goods with tariffs of its own. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650.
This is What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen. Todd Mitchell is here, and we welcome your calls, questions, and comments, as always, at 800-228-0550. Congressman Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall coming up in just a little bit. Brought to you in part today by our friends at the North Dakota Safety Council, private nonprofit and workforce safety and insurance. New item for your calendar, the safety calendar, is the WSI webinar, Return to Work, Designated Medical Provider Program. Benefits of this Return to Work program, how to implement the program, what to do once an injury occurs, training requirements, great training. June 13th, next week, 9 a.m. To register, WSI calendar, look for that link at workforcesafety.com. They've partnered with the Associated General Contractors through the Safety Training and Education Program grant to provide safety training classes, and you want more information on the June classes, check out their whole calendar, WSI calendar at workforcesafety.com. Let me get a call in here from Mike in Fargo, and then we're going to go to our guest. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind?
Hi, just for what it's worth, my wife contacted the Bismarck School. A good friend, stepson, had wanted to look into the ROTC, and she got a hold of the Bismarck School and said that asked about a JROTC program, and after having been asked what JROTC is, she explained it and was told that that's not a value they want to teach the kids.
Not a value they want to teach the kids, and this came from whom in the Bismarck School?
I do not know. This was from my wife. She called me kind of shocked after I had her call around to see if there was a program in Fargo. All I know is it was a woman she had talked to.
Oh, but at Bismarck, like at the office or something at the school?
Yes.
Yeah, well, boy, I would do some more checking on that, because that is about the most offensive thing I can think of hearing from a public school that is paid for with our tax dollars, for crying out loud.
Yeah, it was pretty upsetting. I wanted to call them myself, but I wouldn't have too much nice to say.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that, Mike. Appreciate it very much.
Yep.
By the way, Doug Peterson, the coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, did speak. It was evidently their regularly scheduled briefing from the coach. He came there to talk about football. He didn't come there to talk about a protest. Did he say anything, Todd? It sounded like he just said, we're moving on. And,
exactly. I mean, it's done. It's over. We got a football season to prepare for here.
It doesn't affect our team. Here's just a little snippet of basically pretty much his whole theme.
Nobody was talking about it. Nobody. It's over. It's behind us. We're moving on.
How do you guys fight off the distractions, whether it's this or anything else that's been out there? Is it relying on the veteran leadership? Is it something for me? How do you cut out the distractions?
The way I cut it out is I focus focus on today. You know, I come in here with energy, sit in front of the team, and say we got a great day, practice coming up, and we're gonna make the most, and we're gonna get better as a football team today. And for me, that eliminates any distraction.
That's actually a sign of a great coach. You know, he's not gonna get caught up in the circus. And by the way, he was coming. He was on the list to be there. So at least the stand-up guy there. What a disgrace! These professional protesters have to make a mess like this. This is not the black eye the NFL needed. They're just coming off a black eye. Just unbelievable. It really is ridiculous. Hey, I want to chat with a guest next from Midland, Texas, who's part of the city council there, who was recently in Williston. You know, if you take the Permian in Texas and you take, you take the Bakken in North Dakota and parts of Montana, you have two giants in the way of oil reserves right now, one and two, one in the Permian, two in the Bakken. So obviously a lot to share. The one thing is, Midland, Texas, and that part of Texas has been at that a lot longer than North Dakota has in the way of oil and gas development. But nonetheless, a lot to share. J. Ross Lacey is a member of the city council from Midland, Texas, joins us on our Newsmaker line. How are you, sir?
Doing good, Scott. How are you doing?
How'd you enjoy your trip to North Dakota?
Absolutely. It was nice to get away from the 100-degree heat here in Texas and go up where it's nice and cool up there in North Dakota.
So. Now, the Permian is roughly what area down there? Is it just Texas?
No, it's down in the West Texas, and it also goes up into the southeastern portion of New Mexico as well, too. So it encompasses probably 30 to 40 counties down here with different basins, the Midland Basin, Delaware Basin. That's the interesting dynamic about the Permian Basin is there's multiple producing formations. You know, the Bakken, it's the Bakken down in South Texas, the Eagle Ford. Well, in West Texas, the Permian Basin, you've got the Wolfberry, the Sprayberry, the Wolf Camp, and just keeps going down. And then the Wolf Camp breaks down into four different types of, A, B, C, and D. And so there's stacked formations on top of you here. And that's why we're seeing, for every section of land and that these operators are drilling on, there's 22 horizontals they're drilling per section because they're going to these different formations. And so that's what makes the Permian Basin so prolific in such a high oil-producing region.
And, of course, Midland, Texas is famous for many reasons, but oil production is certainly one of them for generations. What's different about it now?
Well, we're really seeing explosive growth, very similar to Williston experience, doubling their population whenever the Bakken was really going hot and heavy. Right now, we're around a 4 to 5% population growth rate, which this year alone will add 7,000 to 8,000 residents to the city of Midland. We've got about 140,000 in the city. If you look at the county, combined them about 165 to 170. If you put Ector County and Odessa in there, we're around 350 to 375,000 people just in these two counties. They're the two large cities in West Texas, and you've got your supporting communities out there. But as a group effort, we're all coming together and working with industry because we have unbelievable housing woes that any boomtown is going to experience just because we just can't catch up. We're about 3,000 apartment units short right now. We're 1,000 houses short right now. We need another 1,000 hotel rooms on the market. And right now, there's only 180 houses of inventory on the market right now for houses to sell, and there's 400 realtors in Midland. And so we're really going through an unbelievable housing shortage, but in our education system, starting to suffer, healthcare, all of the same issues that Williston experienced. And that's why we went up there and took the delegation, because we're firm believers that we can learn from others and collaborate with like-minded cities and get some good ideas. I was really interested in the trained ND program they have up in North Dakota. I thought that was a huge success that they're doing up there and really helping industry. I really like some of the funding sources that North Dakota helps their communities out. I don't see the state of Texas giving any severance tax back to us, but we're projected in the next 15 years that just the Permian Basin alone will contribute over $15 billion a year to our rainy day fund in Austin. But we don't get $1 of that back out here in the Permian Basin.
Wow, that's really amazing. What has contributed to all this growth? Because again, right? I mean, this is oil development in Midland is not new, is it? Like everywhere with the new technologies in the shale play, bringing more development? Is it just overall growth in Texas? Why are you growing to the extent you are?
Well, back in the 70s, 80s, and I'm a fourth generation oil man, that's what my family's done. We had conventional plays, and that was just going down. Once the shale technology and the hydraulic fracking is going into unconventional formations, that's what's really boomed it. And also having this four or five of those producing formations stacked on top of each other that we couldn't normally go after back in the early days. You know, from the 50s to 60s is when Midland's population tripled. We went from 20,000 to 60,000. That was the first boom. Then we had the 70s, and everybody knows the bust in the 80s. 90s weren't that great. And then we've really seen the last 10 years just an unbelievable because of the technology. Every well bore out here, once they bring it online, you know, they average 2,000 to 3,000 barrels a day at initial production. They usually last for anywhere from 90 to 120 days. Then you see the hyperbolic decline curve starting to kick in. But these guys are able to get their money back in 3 to 4 months on a well cost that costs anywhere from $7 to $8 million a well. And the majority of that cost is going to be probably $4 million of it is just going to be in the fracking. We're seeing 30 to 40 stage frack jobs out here, and we're seeing, you know, stacked wells where they're drilling every 50 feet, and we're, you know, they're fracking four wells at the same time, pressuring up the zone. And so that's what's really made it, you know, being able to recover the reserves, those unconventional plays that we thought of 20 years ago. Well, they're not unconventional now. And that's why we're seeing unbelievable investment. There's another 110,000 well bores to be drilled in this area. And that's just what's been discovered today. That number can grow. We're seeing all the oil companies out here, your Chevrons, Anadarko, Oxy, EOG, Pioneer. They're all building large office complexes and really staking their claim out here just for the simple fact that this is, in Texas anyways, this is the most, and in the United States in general, the most prolific producing region in the United States. Right now, we're doing 3 million barrels a day in the Permian Basin. You've got one company, Pioneer Natural Resources, that in the next 7 years wants to, just within their company, produce 1 million barrels a day. And so we're seeing a lot of investment, tens of billions of dollars out here, and it's just where the good-paying jobs are. But with those, with that type of explosive growth, we're having our growing pains. And like I said, it's not our first rodeo going through this, but it's just really how fast it's coming, how expensive it is to build houses, to build infrastructure. It's challenging, but it's an exciting time. Being born and raised from Midland, Texas, it's exciting to be on the city council and being part of offering solutions to the problems we have here. But it's definitely growing at an extremely fast pace.
How are the lifelong Midland folks handling it? Folks that you know that have called Midland home for a long time. They see this growth. Do they embrace it? Do they see it as more opportunity, jobs for their kids and grandkids, or is it hey, what's happening to my town?
Pretty much, hey, what's happening to my town? When I went to high school here, Midland had about 80,000 people. It was a nice, small, very inexpensive town to live in. With this growth and obviously with the shortage in housing, we're seeing property valuations go through the roof. And that's putting a strain on our senior citizens that are on fixed incomes. Our taxes rate keeps going down, but with the valuation, some houses have tripled in the last 10 years, which you don't hear them complaining about that equity they've earned when they sell the house, but paying the property tax around, it's putting a strain on our senior citizens. Some of them are moving out of this area, going other places. But there's always a contingent here in Midland that just refuses to acknowledge that Midland's growing. They don't want it to grow. They won't support any type of debt measures or anything of that nature to pay for what we need to pay for right now. But the younger generation, the average age in Midland's 32 years. And so we're really seeing a bunch of young people and young families move here that are getting involved in the process and coming out to vote. Just last November, we passed a $100 billion road bond to address our aging infrastructure within the city. That gave us 5 years of long-term funding to start fixing our roads. We'll have to go after some more. We have probably $200 million worth of new infrastructure that we need to be installing in the next 18 to 24 months. So we've really seen a huge emphasis in spending just on infrastructure, and not to include the school district. The newest high school here, the one I went to, was built in the 60s. We're at capacity. We added 1,000 children to our school system this year. We're at 28,000 total. And so we've got to add more schools. We've got to add capacity. So we're not just a small little town we were back in the 80s and 90s. We're a growing area. And Midland likes to consider itself the capital of the Permian Basin. We are the tall city. And this is where all your oil companies are really staking claim and put their offices.
Well, we've seen this movie before, as you could tell from being up here, and so we're in this one together. Fascinating to learn a little bit about the road you're going through and all that great growth. It's an enormous opportunity, but it also is challenging times with the change it brings. J. Ross Lacey from the City Council of Midland, thanks for taking a little time to tell us about your trip to North Dakota.
Not a problem, Scott. You'll have a great day.
All right, take care. We'll take a short break. Come back with more after this. Everyone comes to North Dakota for wisdom, says one of our listeners. I love it. More after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farmland in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount for one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take it. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys.
Oh, so the Beach Boys, one of many of the songs, that one a little more recent. And funny story for you, I'm downtown Fargo for a meeting yesterday, and bump into someone I instantly recognized as one of the Beach Boys. It was Bruce Johnston. Bruce Johnston. Now, I met Bruce many years ago in literally the 80s. We hosted a big concert at the Hislop Sports Center in Grand Forks on the campus of UND a long time ago. And they came to town like 4 or 5 days early, and you know, I ended up being their chauffeur, like taking them to movies and out to lunch and, you know, really getting to know them. So I recognize them. Everybody with me, like, that's not the Beach Boys. I guarantee you, So anyway, he fesses up, says, yeah, he's one of the Beach Boys. And in town a few days early, evidently they have a show coming up, I think, in Grand Forks in a few days. So they were here early.
They did last night.
Was it last night?
Yep.
Yeah. So in Grand Forks, was it?
Yep.
Yeah, so I thought
just it was for Grand Forks.
Yeah, how about that? So anyway, so yesterday's having an ice cream cone, downtown Fargo, sunny day, chatting up a storm, told me a hilarious story, finds out I'm a radio, and Steve Halstrom was with me and Crystal Lopez-Martin, and we're just having this delightful conversation. He said, any of you ever play records on the radio? I said, yeah, I did. You see, you ever play Barry Manilow? I said, yeah. He said, do you know the song, I Write the Songs? I said, of course I know the songs. He said, it's his biggest hit. I wrote it. Bruce Johnston wrote I Wrote the Songs. I didn't know that. I would think Barry Manilow, if he's talking about writing the songs, would write his own songs. But, yeah, here it is. Remember this famous? Now, the best part of this, he told me, is he wrote it as an interview of God. That's how he wrote the song. So now listen to it.
I've been alive.
Did you find the karaoke version of this, Kevin, or what is this?
That's the Barry. Yeah, that's not the Barry. Get that crap off. This is the hit version.
Go.
I don't
there
know
you
where you... Scott's right. I don't know where you came up with... KTEL? What'd you do? Go to KTEL.com?
Does
it still exist today?
Okay, listen to the words now. And mind you, he said it's an interview of God. That's how he wrote the song.
I've been alive forever.
Now it makes sense. It never made sense to me before. Now
I put the words and the melodies together. I am music and I write the songs. I write the songs that make the whole world sing.
I like the song a lot better now.
I write the songs of love.
Met the guy who wrote it and kind of puts it all together. Isn't that cool? That's kind of fun.
He should have realized that, saying that he wrote the very first song. He should have realized that was a bud. Never did.
I know. I've been alive forever, right? And then you just thought it all makes sense now. I mean, I don't know how many times you sang along to that song. I had no idea.
Still an immense irony to that's the one Barry Manilow hit he didn't write is the one where he said he wrote the songs.
Yeah, no kidding. You know what else? He said that Barry Manilow had no idea that's how he did it. He kind of intimated that Barry wouldn't necessarily like the song if he knew that. He said, Barry Manilow does not know that's how I wrote the song. As, an interview of...
Wow.
Kind of a fun little, twist to the afternoon yesterday. Hey, it's Wednesday. We're brought to you by Puckledge Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And guess what we do on Wednesday? Yeah, we talk about some Wednesday wheels from Puckledge Chevrolet. They have two stores, Bismarck, Valley City. This one's in the Valley City store today. It is a crystal red metallic 2016 GMC Sierra Denali pickup. Whoa, Denali, what's that mean? High-end, loaded up, tan leather, heated and cooled seats, heated steering wheel, retractable running boards, 20-inch chrome wheels, brand new, $60,000 tab for this truck. But guess what? Unbelievable. It's on the lot today for $37,900. And if you tell them you heard about it on What's on Your Mind, $35,500. That's $2,500 off. $35,500 and brand new again, a $60,000 rig right here. I'm not kidding you. Incredible deal. Another one owner, local trade. That's what they're famous for at Puckledge. PuckledgeValleyCity.com. Stop at the showroom, see it for yourself, cruise on by, exit 292 and head on down. Right there. Crank a right when you get to Main Street and you'll find them. They have a big selection of mint condition one owner vehicles that means you save a ton. North Dakota's home for Chevy, Puckledge. PuckledgeValleyCity.com and Puckledge.com. You drive, they'll ride with you. All right. We have a listener that has a question about the calendar. We'd love to help any way we can. What's the question?
I have a question for you. Is June 6th D-Day? I think it is, but I'm not sure. I have no way of, don't know where to check for it.
You've come to the right place. Not only is it D-Day, we can apologize that we haven't said something sooner, because every June 6th, in my mind, ought to be recognized very early on in whatever we're doing as that of D-Day, the day on June 6, 1944, in World War II, in which the Allied forces invaded northern France by means of those famous beach landings in Normandy. It remains today a very sacred place, hallowed ground, and a very important operation. D-Day. D-Day. There are a number of celebrations and anniversaries and remembrances that are going on there as we speak right now. Celebration is probably not the right word because there was a lot of loss of life. Obviously, ultimately, it was a very important part of the operation. Thought you'd want to know. All right, already have a call waiting to go for Congressman Kevin Cramer, and that's heeding our advice and getting in early. Way to go. Others welcome. Full hour of the Talk Radio Town Hall. Your questions and comments for Congressman Kevin Cramer coming up next on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Being equipped for tomorrow starts today. Buy now to save on the New Holland equipment you need from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. You can take advantage of 0% financing plus cashback options on select New Holland tractors, hay, and harvesting equipment. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to see how much you can save. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9-11. Through 9-11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.